This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
See that he feels our infirmity. He feels the pain of our lost one, that we have for our lost ones, because he goes through it with Lazarus. And then we see in verse 35, the shortest verse of the Bible. It says Jesus wept. It shows us his humanity. It shows us that he wept. But it's the shortest verse in the Bible, I believe, because he doesn't want us to weep too long. He wants us to have hope in him. Now, here's what helped me. God's will, not our will. This has been beating me up for a while, and then the Lord spoke to me. It says, if God wanted my wife to be here, she would be. Because he has all power. He can do whatever he wants. So I tell you, I'm like, Lord, why couldn't I save my wife? And then he spoke those words. If I wanted LaTwanya to be here, she would be here. Oh, that was a tough pill to swallow, but I trust in him. And here's where the shift came for me. When I stopped being selfish, and I wanted her here, even though she had some medical issues, she was hurting in pain, and she was tired, and I just wanted her here, but she was suffering. But God, in his infinite wisdom, knows better. When I shifted from my selfishness and thought about her, oh, what a place it will be. When I say, look, no more pain, no more tears, no more sorrow. She is in the very presence of God. How dare me say I want her to come back to this place? Oh, what a change it would be. We don't sorrow as those that have no hope. We have hope and know that she's in a better place. I can tell you that day, she got up. I mean, she fixed the family meal. We had Bible study. And she was working with the family right up to the end. I'm telling you, she is in the very presence of God. And then, what gets us through? The strength in God. 2 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 3 to 4. 2 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 3 to 4. It says, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and get this, and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. I want you to know right now that whenever we are going through situations, grief, God comforts us with his word. I can tell you these last few days I have been in God's word and it has given me comfort. And then he uses other people to comfort me. Other people have went through situations and they have comforted me by the word of God. And God is still comforting us. I want to thank all those that has reached out to the family, gave us calls, cards, and said, hey, I'm praying for you. That is God using you to comfort others. And I'm telling you, one day God is going to use me to comfort somebody. And I'm telling you, with his word, that he has comforted me. No one can say the words that will make you feel it.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.